In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. John's Gospel is confusing. It's very deep. But it seems like Jesus really opens his heart in a lot of the parts of John's Gospel. And in this prayer that we read in the Gospel today, that Jesus is praying to the Father, we're seeing some of his most intimate thoughts. And it seems to me, when people are speaking, like to make a presentation, they're going to organize their thoughts in a certain way. In their own heads, maybe they're not as organized. Maybe they're not going to be, you know, we all have our own sort of language that we speak to ourselves. It's like John is giving us an insight to the very heart of Jesus in these words, and maybe it's not as easy to understand. Seems like Jesus is kind of mixing metaphors. He's talking about the world, and he's saying that he's not really of this world. And then he's saying the disciples, you know, that he's praying for, they're in the world, but they're not of the world. So there's that one metaphor, is the world or not the world. The other one is sanctification. The second one is sanctification. So Jesus is talking about being in the world or not. That's one thing. And then he's talking about sanctifying them. He's asking God the Father, sanctify my disciples. And then he's talking about the truth. Three different sort of distinct themes: the world, sanctification, and the truth. Distinct concepts, but to Jesus, it seems like they're all connected. He understands them all in the same, as sort of the same idea. What's the idea? He says to the Father, to God the Father, he says, Holy Father, keep them in your name, which you have given me. And then he says, sanctify them in the truth. Sanctify them in the truth. It all comes together there, I think. First, the work of becoming holy is God's work. We don't do it. We receive it. And we can receive it actively, but we do not sanctify ourselves. That is an early heresy. It's a fault. It's a false teaching that was condemned very early in the church, that we do this ourselves. That me, oh, if I just do this, and if I pray, and if I work, and if I do these good deeds, I'm going to make myself holy. Wrong. It is God's work. Jesus prays to the Father, Father, you sanctify them. Because we cannot do that ourselves. We do not have the power even to resist a single sin, much less to make ourselves saints, which is what we're all called to do. And yet the work of the Father is to sanctify us. But to sanctify us, Jesus specifies, sanctify them in the truth. That means where we're at right now, our status quo, is not the truth. And then he says, they're in this world, but not of this world. What does the truth have to do with the world? It seems like Jesus understands things in this way. The world, it doesn't mean the created world. It doesn't mean the creation. The creation is from God. I think he means the human world, the fallen world of sin. I think Jesus understands that the human world is full, down to its blood, of lies. Everywhere, people are liars. And the older you get, the more you know that. And they will present themselves in one way, and they're going to be a different way. And they make promises, and they sound so sincere, and maybe they even really believe what they're saying. But it's never the full truth. Very, very rarely. It's very, very rare for there to be somebody who is fully, truly, 100% honest. Really, that belongs to God. And this lie that is sort of built into the human world, and it's everywhere, really sort of shows us how deep sin is in our society. So hard. And it's not just, oh, so-and-so, and we talk about, I don't know, salesmen or politicians or whatever, or lawyers or whatever, as if they're the only liars. No way. I wish it was that simple. Something as simple as just social media. There's other people always lie on it, but they're not telling the full truth. What do people post on Instagram? They post when they're on vacation. They post when they, you know, look good and they're out and they're dressed nice, and that's what they post. You think they look like that all the time? You think models or bodybuilders look like that all the time? No. they starve themselves for a couple of weeks so that they can take that picture. And that's the only one they're going to post. That's the one they're going to post. That's what you're going to see. And they're going to post it, and we're all going to post those things as if we always look like that, and we're always on vacation, and we always have these nice dinners. Nobody posts their pizza pocket that they microwaved and in front of the TV. But that's 90% of what their meal is. It's not that they're lying. It's not that it's deceptive or a sin or something like that. It's just that's just built into the way we communicate, is that we're going to say the stuff that's nice. And we're just going to be kind of quiet with the embarrassing things. And so, but we're going to watch, and we're going to, and it's going to be embedded in our minds. Man, everyone's life is so great. Everyone just goes to restaurants all day, every day, except for me. And I'm the only one that's, you see how the lie just kind of gets fed. Salesmen, they work that way. When you're meeting people and making new friends, nobody's going to start out, I don't know, dating somebody and just, okay, here's everything that's wrong with me on the first date. No way. You find that out later. Which means there's deception built into communication. I think Jesus understands that about the human world. There's deception built into it. And so when Jesus says to the Father, sanctify them in the truth, to be sanctified, to be holy, means to be separate. And so for us to live in the truth is for us to be separate from a world that is embedded with lies. And we cannot do that by our own power. God does that. He's the one that tells us the truth, and we receive it as a free gift in our faith. That's what it is to have faith. And so, seeing the sort of inner dialogue of Christ, this prayer that Christ is praying to the Father, the heart of Jesus, as it's laid out in John's Gospel. You see how he understands things. And so, it seems like once we get a taste for the truth, once God's grace starts to teach us and to form our minds and form our hearts, we start to get a taste for it. And I think what happens is this. We start to understand, oh yeah, the truth is more complicated. There's more to it. Oh, that's what's going on. Oh, it's a free lunch? No, I don't think there's a free lunch. I think there's something you're hiding from me. I think there's more to the story. Oh, this is the perfect person? I don't think there is such a thing as the perfect person other than Christ, other than Our Lady. Those are the ones that are perfect. And so if somebody's presenting themselves that way, man, there's something that you're hiding. Nothing but fun? That's a lie. There's no such thing. Instant glory? Ah, there's something hiding. And the more we get used to God's truth, the more we start to see through the lies of the world, and the more separate we're going to be. And it can kind of be lonely, because it's like you're in a room and everybody else in that room believes a lie that you know to be a lie. And then out of love for them, you're going to be kind of like, man, you guys, you know this isn't true, right? And that's what it is to preach the gospel, is to save people from those lies. How does God tell the truth? Jesus Christ is the truth made flesh. Look what God does. He starts out on the cross. He starts out with the bad stuff, the pain. The glory comes later. That's a bad way to sell a product. You don't sell a product by saying, oh, look at how expensive this product is. But God is not a salesman. God tells the truth. And the truth is, there's always going to be pain. There's always a price to pay. But if you pay it and you receive it with grace, there is glory at the end. So brothers and sisters, the Eucharist comes to us hidden. Christ enters our lives, enters our hearts in an invisible way. And yet the fullness of the truth is there, that the Son of God is there incarnate in the Eucharist. So as we approach communion, we receive that truth, we receive that sanctification, and God makes us holy and he separates us from the world. Let go of the world. It's not worth it. Too much lie, too much deception there. And embrace God and embrace the fullness of the truth and let him sanctify you.